The National Lottery has been found to be in breach of its operating licence by the regulator. €150,000 in payments due to Premier Lotteries Ireland, the operator of the National Lottery, were withheld last year for the first time after it allowed self-excluded problem gamblers to open new accounts. Our reporter Diane Connor is with us with more on this. The details of this penalty, Diane, they're included in the 2022 annual report from the lottery regulator. What happened here?
That's right. Well, the regulator in this report says that it received a notification, a report from the operator, Premier Lotteries Ireland, or PLI, that it had had an IT issue relating to permanently self-excluded accounts. And on foot of this, an investigation was launched. So in 2019, PLI had voluntarily introduced an option which allowed players to permanently self-exclude themselves. And this was to prevent problem gambling. The owners of 126 accounts opted to do this, and their accounts should have maintained a status of permanent closure and prevented them from opening a new account with similar details. However, in 2021, an algorithm designed to automatically delete closed accounts after 2 years, and this was for data protection rules under GDPR, resulted in those accounts being deleted also. And as a result of that, 16 out of the 126 players opened a new account, and 10 of them bought tickets through these new accounts, totaling just over €3,000, and 4 of them received marketing emails from the operator. So as a result of this breach, the regulator withheld €150,000 of payment that was due to the operator, withheld that and rerouted that money to the Good Causes Fund.
Right, so what actions have been taken to rectify this?
Well, the regulator said enhanced controls have since been put in place, and also now the regulator has new powers which allow it to go to the High Court, where it can ask for an operator in non-compliance to be fined. And earlier I spoke to Stuart Kenny. He's a former CEO of Paddy Power and the co-founder of Stop Gambling Harm. Here's what he had to say.
Obviously, this is a serious blunder by the National Lottery, which could have consequences for vulnerable people. But in fairness to the National Lottery, they are light years ahead in terms of responsible gambling and dealing with gambling addiction. They are light years ahead of the gaming and gambling industry. I'll just give you two examples. They have mandatory deposit or spend limits, if not voluntary. And number two, they close down at 10 o'clock.
Diane, Premier Lotteries Ireland has responded.
It has. It issued a statement just before lunch saying it deeply regrets the error, saying once it discovered this issue, it immediately closed these accounts and raised the matter with the regulator. And it says it has taken all necessary steps to remediate the issue and says it continues to improve and develop further safeguards for online players.
Diane Connor, thank you very much for that.